The rape and murder of 9-year-old Jakub Szymanek from Havlíčkův Brod has shocked the nation, leading to questions why more wasn't done to keep track of the suspect, a repeat sex offender from neighbouring Slovakia. The Slovak national spent years in detention and upon release was ordered to undergo outpatient treatment. The fact that he didn't should have set the alarm bells ringing, as Jan Wellinger reports.
The sex abuse murder of a 9-year-old boy in the Czech Moravian Highlands has left many in the Czech Republic deeply shocked. Images of the boy as well as his grieving family have been broadcast repeatedly on television, bringing home the grim reality and leading many to ask themselves simply, how could this happen? 9-year-old Jakub disappeared a month ago, but his body was only uncovered at the weekend after police arrested a suspect, a Slovak national with a history of sex offenses, who admitted to having committed the crime. He led them to the place where he'd hidden the child's body. In addition, the suspect, named Antonín Novák, admitted to the abuse of 10 other boys throughout the country, leaving the police to retrace his steps. It is believed that he targeted little boys on playgrounds or near supermarkets. Additional crimes have not been ruled out. What is the dominant factor that led to the recent tragedy? Above all, that officials in neighboring Slovakia failed to alert their international counterparts that Mr. Novák's whereabouts were unknown and that he was considered dangerous. Such mistakes can begin as easily as a psychiatrist failing to contact the courts or police when a patient ordered to undergo treatment fails to show up. But Petr Weiss, a respected Czech sex therapist, says the problem is not in the system itself, but rather a lack of diligence on the part of doctors.
The system is not bad, but the rules are not followed all the time well and properly. If somebody doesn't meet the demands of the outpatient treatment ordered by the court, the doctors should announce it to the court, but they don't do it. And so the patients, and some of them are really dangerous, are not treated properly. For psychiatrists, the sexual deviants are a very marginal group of patients. They have schizophrenics, they have bipolar depressions, and so on and so on and so on. So these few deviants are not in the center of their attention.
Unchecked, it was only a small step for Antonín Novák to travel undetected within Schengen, as well as to live in the Czech Republic under an assumed name. Dr. Weiss and others say what would help prevent tragedies like Jakub's is a register of sex offenders.
We should have in the European Union a register of sex offenders, and the police abroad also should have access to the data of these people from abroad. Maybe it should help, but as I know, the Slovak police didn't announce to our police that this man was also repeatedly punished in the past.
Sex therapist Petr Weiss there, ending that report by Jan Wellinger, a topic that is very much on people's minds these days.